Things are happening today, but the first thing we're going to do to kind of settle in for worship and to prepare ourselves is our chimers are put together a piece for us this morning. So that's going to serve as our prelude, and immediately following our prelude, we're then going to have a time of announcements, and then we'll start in with a celebration of our youth gathering. So I invite you to turn your attention to our chimers and the piece that they put together for us this morning. Thank you so much. And for those, there's still seats, so please come in. Get in the center here. Come on in, guys. There's no reason to. And we got seats up here, so come on in. If you need to slide in for folks so they can find a spot. Excellent. All right, we have a couple of announcements before we get going with our worship service. First of all, how many of you know Jennifer LaFollette? Jennifer and her sons are baseball players. Well, her youngest son, Luke, our Winchester baseball 8-under team made the World Series. And it's down in Florida. Way to go, guys. And so what Jennifer told me was this. She said, look, you know, for her and her family, this is, you know, it's an exciting time. But for a lot of the families on the team, this is a prohibitive experience and expense. And so what they do is each of them are raising money, and then the money is split between all the players. And so after service, Grandma, raise your hand, proud Grandma Carol Kane, will be back there with a batting helmet. And if you can throw a couple dollars in, you know, five, a 20, or whatever you can do, whatever you can afford, we're going to give that to Luke and his team and help support them. So if you don't mind doing that after service, I think that would be great, and I'm glad that we can try to support our young people in their endeavors that they do. So Carol, here you go, dear. And you'll just look for her, the proud grandma, in the baseball hat, batting helmet. So Brian and Lexi, I know, have a couple announcements, so I'm going to turn it over to them.
To come. Hi, we're having a celebration after worship from all the people who went to Houston. We'd like you all to come.
And this week is an exciting week for all of us. When you get to Discipleship Hall, you'll see it transformed into a shipwreck. Our theme for Vacation Bible School is shipwreck. And it's fantastic. So let's just give a big round of applause to people who really helped create this stuff. Get ready. And so from Monday to Friday, from 9 to noon, lots of kids, youth, and adults doing our thing, learning about all the ways that Jesus rescues us. So we have one last appeal. We have a couple spots with snack team, a couple guides. Ryan Hoyle, good job getting more guides to help. That we need people for. So if you know of someone that could give a morning or two to our group, we'll plug you in, teach you quickly what's going on. You're going to be a helper for a couple spots. We really could use you. So if you think you have some time or could possibly help with one of those days, find myself, find Dusty right there, raise your hand. Find, lots of people work in VBS. One of the stalls who are back there, raise your hand, and just talk to them. And we'll help plug you in, because we, even starting tomorrow morning, we could use somebody for just a little thing here or there, just a couple hands and hearts to love kids and serve. So thank you for making Shipwreck a fantastic week, where Jesus' rescuing love is present. Let's have a great worship.
All right, y'all. Are you guys ready to get your youth gathering on? All right, let us stand. All the songs that we sing today were sung at our national youth gathering, so let it stand and let us get our worship going now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
I want to see. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to worship you today in this space with our family and friends. Amen.
All right, normally at this point in the worship service, we would have our little children's sermon. However, we have a special experience today. So I'd like to invite Clara and her parents and her sister up if they're here, and Brian and Catherine. As you know, we have a senior quilt ministry here at Bethel. And we'll go up here. Yeah, let's put you in the center. Yeah, and so our senior quilt ministry is going to happen on August 5th, where our seniors will be quilted. However, Clara will not be here on August 5th because she is doing a gap year where she'll be studying, let's see, first in where? Where are you going? Spain, and then after Spain? Eastern Europe. You know, just like we all do. And so Clara's going to go do that. And so today is the day that the last day, she'll be here this week and next week, and then she leaves. But this is the last day her daddy could be here because he's got to work next week doing something. I can't remember what you do. Paying for Europe. That's exactly right. We didn't even coordinate that, did we? It sounded like we did that. That was awesome. So today we're going to quilt our dear Clara. And Clara, tell everybody where you're going to school when you do start school. Okay, well, go ahead and tell them.
Wellesley College.
Well, and do you have an idea of what you might be studying?
Well, everything can change, but most likely peace and justice studies.
Peace and justice studies. So being a part of our youth ministry here might have influenced that a little bit.
Definitely.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, we are going to do that. So I would like to introduce Catherine Carpenter and Pat Blevins, who are our quilt makers, team leader Pat. And Catherine actually made the quilt for Clara. And Clara did say that while it wasn't a major decision point in her in going to Wellesley, the color of the blanket was very important to her. And she said it's so gorgeous, that's why she, so it was like Wellesley, but yeah, look at what my blanket's gonna look like. So I would invite now, Brian, if you can hand that to them, and then the parents. And Catherine, if you guys can now quilt. And if somebody has a camera, if they can take a picture for the Shannonbrook family so they make sure they see that. Open it up. Yeah, please, Catherine, if you can explain a little bit.
The logo.
Oh, the logo on the back. Just explain it. Several years ago when we joined the church, they'd been making logos for the back with the Bethel. And I don't know how you were doing it, like a photo transfer, I guess. And I have a large embroidery machine. Thought I would have a business, decided not to. But anyway, it's still fun to play with. So I said, well, I can do something and embroider it. So for the last 4 or 5 years, I guess, I've been embroidering the ones for all the kids.
So she embroiders them for the kids. It has our logo, their name, their graduating year, and then underneath, I think it says, deeper and wider and love.
So I don't know what I'm going to do if you come up with a new logo for the church.
Who knows? We don't know yet. So I would like to ask the families and Brian and go ahead, Clara, if you can just step in here. We're going to quilt over her. And I would invite everybody to kind of raise your hands up in a blessing over Clara. Let us pray. Amazing God, we're so thankful for our young people, and we're so thankful for the gifts that they bring and for the future that is theirs. Lord, we pray that you bless Clara. Thank you for the many gifts that she has and the many gifts she's brought to us. And I'm so thankful for her life and faith. So bless her as she goes forth into Spain and Eastern Europe and then finally at Wellesley. And ask, Lord God, that you would use her many gifts to help to bring peace and justice to your kingdom. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
discover their identity, their calling, and new land. It's a reminder of baptism, of who we are, and whose God wraps us every day. So we hope that Clara will remember to wrap herself in God's grace and love as she goes, as well as all of us, lest we forget who we belong to in the ministry and the mission we share. So thank you, Hope Ministry, for being a very tangible, specific way that happens. That's why we do it. And it's a great gift. We look forward to celebrating all of our graduating seniors on August the 5th together here as well. So thank you, Hope Ministry.
For those of you who didn't hear it, I'm sorry, now the mic's working. Our quilt ministry is one way that we remind our college students who are sent to discover their identity in a new land that they belong to Jesus. They belong to this community, and they're wrapped with God's love for life, and to live with that love in whatever school and program they're part of, in whatever ways they grow. And so I look forward to celebrating all of our seniors August the 5th as well here in worship, and that's why we do it. So thank you, Quilt Ministry, for keeping that going, keeping that power of faith present in the lives of youth as they go to a strange new place. So thank you.
Holy Spirit, help us to see you today and respond with your grace and love. Amen. The first reading is from Acts 8, 26 through 38. And then the angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading from the prophet Isaiah. And then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And then he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. So who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, create in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." The word of the Lord.
The gospel is John chapter 4, verses 5 through 15, and verses 25 through 30. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and you would have given, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flock drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then, his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. You may be seated, and now enjoy some reflections from our youth and Brian about our trip to Houston. Again, I would invite you to come afterwards and hear more reflections up in Discipleship Hall after service.
Hi, I'm Sophie Garner, and I went on the Houston trip. So I was on a crowded Houston metro when Corey Carlson asked me if I wanted to talk for the service when we got back. I said yes, obviously, and I was pretty excited. I've spoken in church before for my Guatemala speech and my faith statement. Public speaking is fun for me, so I wasn't really worried about it. That was until I had to think of something to talk about. You see, the entire week, from our flight to our departure from the hotel, I was exhausted. Not just tired, but drained of any energy my body could muster. I cannot tell you why. It could have been the heat, the work, or anything, but it did put a little damper on my week. For one, I wasn't much use during the service work, and I actually napped for 10 minutes on a paint bucket that we used on the ceiling the next day. I slept through activity time, I slept through karaoke, and when I wasn't sleeping, I was still tired. I even accidentally fell asleep in a stadium seat while 31,000 kids around me were screaming. Unfortunately, part of me wondered if I just wasn't having the same kind of trip the other kids were. It just wasn't the same experience that they all seemed to be having. That was until the very last time that we gathered in NRG Stadium that evening. 10th Avenue North, a very popular Christian band, was heading up on stage. I watched my friends run towards the stage in excitement while I stayed in my seat, as I had for pretty much every night. The migraine that had stuck with me for the whole trip seemed no less painful than normal. But I had already taken a couple of naps that day, and I wasn't feeling terrible, so I got up and managed to get a pretty nice view of the stage. The energy of the leading man of 10th Avenue North, Mike Donahay, immediately got the crowd jumping and singing. I mean, you could feel the energy radiating off of that guy. The next moment I knew, my headache had melted away and I was singing with everyone else. Now this is what the gathering was supposed to feel like. I just remember thinking, man, this changes everything. I was still tired and I eventually still had a headache when the night ended, but I had a different attitude. At my age, it's hard to have a positive outlook when you aren't as healthy or energetic as most teenagers should be. I haven't had the healthiest childhood, so I'm kind of used to the feeling of unexplained exhaustion. It didn't help when I just recently learned I have depression, which really sucks a lot of energy from you. But all of these feelings of tiredness and pain just melted away at the gathering. I felt like all of my Lutheran brothers and sisters were there supporting me, including all the amazing people from Bethel and Woodstock. They were all supporting me and being loving. The gathering was a clear message to me from God. and I think that message is best described in my mother's favorite Bible verse. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Thank you.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ella Carlson. I was one of the 30,000 youth that attended the National Youth Gathering in Houston, Texas. When I first heard that I was old enough to attend the youth gathering, I was thrilled. I heard so many good things about the previous gatherings that it made me super excited. I hadn't heard one bad thing about the gatherings except how long you had to wait in line. I mean, 3 hours waiting in a line with 30,000 sweaty teens can only get so exciting. I wanted to go to Houston to help those who couldn't help themselves, and so I could go farther along my path with God. I felt much closer to him during this trip than I had ever felt before. Even through the chaos of 30,000 teenagers and their leaders, God was there for everyone. He spoke through the speakers that told their stories. Their courage to tell personal stories of their experience inspired many youth, including me. During the gathering, we had three specifically special days: Synod Day, Volunteer Day, and Interactive Learning Day. Synod Day was all of the Virginia youth gathered in a ballroom to worship and interact with the closest people to us. We met new people and some old friends. Volunteer Day was our day to give back to the community. Our group got the chance to interact with young children and make new friends. We organized puzzles and tried out over 100 markers on scraps of paper. We got to meet fantastic people from the church we were volunteering at, and they welcomed us with open arms and unexpected music. Last but not least, we had Interactive Learning Day. We got to experience God up close through activities such as sports or even hair donations. And I learned that Donna is the best 3-on-3 basketball player I've ever played with. Although it was fun and the experience could never be forgotten, I believe the most important part of the gathering for me was the people I went with. I had the privilege to travel with the best group of youth in Virginia. I got to go with some of my closest friends and my dad. I don't think I could have gone without them. Not only were they there to support, but they were there to encourage and show love. I cannot wait for Minneapolis. Thank you.
This changes everything. This happens to be a hat. If you are one of our youth gathering trip shepherds, please stand. Thank you. All of these wonderful shepherds have given and served and sweated and been flexible and taken with them in their hands and words and hearts a grace and a love of Jesus that really does change everything. Thank you to all the people who supported the journey of our youth through prayer, through all the wonderful fundraising, joyful times we had, through words of encouragement and letters, through all the ways that we, as this living body, put flesh on grace, put flesh on love, put flesh on hope in this world. We together change everything. One of our speakers said, when you come back and say, I'm going to change everything, people are going to look at you like you're a fool. Because our world gets stuck sometimes. It gets stuck thinking that the anger and bitterness of politics is winning, or greed is winning, or fear is winning, or competition is winning, or might makes right, or racism is winning. But we here know, and our youth know, that God's grace and love and hope, they're the only game in town. They change everything. And so when you act with love, when you act with hope, when it's given to you, everything else steps aside. Just like God did when in creation, God steps aside a little bit and makes room for who? Us. And so I've got 10,000 stories at the gathering, but the one I carry with me right now is that, yeah, I am absolutely a fool, and so are you. Because it's not just about putting on a hat or wrapping yourself in a quilt or sweating in line for 3 hours. We are foolish because God calls foolish people just like you and me to change everything. So may that be the word, may that be the action that shapes us today and always. Because we've heard that word, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is the gift of God. And this gift of God, what does it do?
All right, y'all, this changes everything. And so I invite you to stand now with us to sing our theme song. Now, if you want to, just follow along and sing in the chorus. That's probably the easiest thing to do at this point. However, you do whatever you want, because you know what? You're freed in Christ in your baptism to do whatever you want singing this song. So let us have some fun. When the ground beneath me shakes, when the skies above me rumble, when my heart breaks, you're there with me. Oh God, you need me, lift this chain. Changes everything. This changes everything, everything. Oh, 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 oh. This changes everything, everything. Oh, 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 oh. This changes everything, everything. Without a this changes everything, everything. Oh, 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 oh. This changes everything, everything. Find the posture that works for you, either kneeling or sitting, for our time of prayer.
Will you pray with me? Growing in faith and discipleship, we give thanks for God's merciful compassion as we pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
God of truth, put your word of justice on our lips. Bless your church in the task of holy resistance. Make us a living and persistent sign of your righteousness and your loving kindness. Lord, in your mercy. God of heaven and earth, pour your healing power upon our fragile earth for us and for all who will inherit it. Inspire the work of engineers and environmentalists who seek sustainable sources of energy, food, and clean water. Lord, in your mercy.
God of justice, hold your plumb line to the nations. Speak convicting words of holy judgment to those in positions of authority. Redeem all harms caused by corruption and the hunger for power. Restore peace to our world. Lord, in your mercy.
God of salvation, bring wholeness to all your beloved children. Anoint the hands of all caregivers, nurses, doctors, therapists, hospice workers, and chaplains. Bring abundance of life to all those who long for healing, especially for all the youth of Bethel who will change everything. Suzanne David R., Carolyn Terry Bryant, Jane Cather, Carolyn Walkers, Polly Gailey, Becky Harrow, Herman Kidd, Andrea, Edna Lewis, Judy Miller, Nellie Pitcock, Kay Strohsteiner, Ayla Ross, Kylie Ugar, Sophia Barr, Dave Young, Sharon Marlowe, Dennis Hinkle, Marilyn Weist, Abby Kearns, Dave and Rachel Renninger, and Derry Renninger. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
God of tenderness, you adopt us as your own. Help us provide nourishing care for all children in our midst. Inspire us with their creativity and energy. Heal and protect children who are victims of abuse, neglect, or scorn. Lord, in your mercy.
God of the saints, you have claimed the faithful departed as your own and given them as an inheritance in glory. Sustain us in faith until the fullness of time when you gather up all things in heaven and on earth. Lord, in your mercy.
Gracious God, we lift to you these prayers and the prayers of our hearts, trusting in your everlasting love and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Lord be with you all.
Let us share the peace.
One of the things that one of the speakers said at the gathering, which was awesome, was he talked about how things sometimes you fail and you screw up, and you know what he said? He goes, well, guess what? There's grace for that. And he said it all the time. So whenever we'd look at each other and we'd messed up on something, we'd go, hey, guess what? There's grace for that. Now, I'm sharing this with you because in our midst of getting all this put together, we didn't get ushers to take up the offering. And I'm hoping that you will say to me, there's grace for that, and somebody will take the offering. And so if ushers will do that, that would be awesome because all of our people who were ushers are now singing. So, there's grace for that. Sure, that'd be great. Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. It is well with me.
be it for me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well.
With me.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, given for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper, he gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." We pray now together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. All are welcome at our family meal of Thanksgiving. I would invite our community assistants and our musicians forward to receive communion. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. And may Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now we are going out with a song that is a theme song for two youth gatherings ago, but it was such a hit at this one that we wanted to end it with you. This is a song not about the way our youth will make a difference, but the way each and every one of us can make a difference in the name of Jesus. So let us enjoy together and sing and close out this rousing worship together with the song, Make a Difference.
You gave your life to make a difference. You gave your life to make a change. You welcomed all to your table. You're calling us to do the same.
Sunshine,
with
the joy,
with the pain,
with the change,
to the sick and the poor, to the prophet and the poor, to us and the Lord.
You're the change. Ready? Here we go.
Won't my life make a difference?
God.
All my life.